The inventiveness of the novel, then, moves away from a play on the grotesque and the monstrous, and sometimes invokes a society, although exaggerated, is, I'm afraid, to a Zimbabwean depressingly familiar. The Aborigine economy has collapsed and most people are unemployed. A hint of a job is sufficient to cause a queue to form. Queues generate other queues, until by the end of the novel, queues without beginnings or ends stretch all over Aborigine. At first, the ruler's advisers put a spin on the queues. Take a queue from me, use the queue, don't abuse it, the minister whose eyes have been enlarged advises. Instead of banning queuing, we should present it to the world as the very picture of a nation lining up behind its ruler's vision.